The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Skippy on the other side, Anthony Sylvester.
Yes.
Yeah, I can sense you loosening up, man.
Yeah, I'm starting to get comfortable over here.
Yeah, you know, it takes a minute. Especially when you got to be on the air. I know you get up early in the morning, but to be on air early in the morning.
I like the music selection, though. Got some Aretha going. Yeah,
we might need to update that a bit. Not update in terms of artists or whatnot, but just some additional songs. We've been in the same place for a little while now, so we might update that a bit.
Maybe some more Motown.
I wouldn't have any objection to that. 734-998-1050. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tony and Indy. Tony, what's up?
What's going on, Sam? What's up?
Nothing much.
Hey, man. I just wanted to reiterate what I said earlier this week about Michigan's chances to win a national championship. I heard what you were just talking to. My brain just... Oh, man, who you was just talking to? I forget. Last segment. Who was that?
What player?
No, who were you just talking to? Like, I can't
John Bacon? John Bacon?
Yeah, John. I'm sorry, man. My brain, I just woke up. So, yeah, you were talking to him about how Michigan's chance to win a national championship. And like I said, man, if you look at the last 10 national champions, man, I believe all those teams have cheated, especially Ohio State and Alabama. I know Ohio State cheated. So, like I said, I think it's possible. Well, it's possible they can win a national championship without cheating, but probable, I don't think so. So I'm trying to lower my expectations as far as on a national level. But what I was calling you about is there an extension imminent for Don Brown? Because I know his interview with Temple was kind of putting a red flag in recruits' minds. And also, do you know, you might have addressed this already too, Sam, but do you know who's going to replace Malcolm Wayne or who's rumored to?
I don't know what the plan is there. I don't know if Ben McDaniels is seen as the long-term solution there. He certainly has the resume to take that job over. And talking to some of the recruits, he certainly has impressed with that resume and his acumen. I think it wouldn't be like when he had a GA coach in the receiver position. All right. So, I mean, I think that you hear an analyst coming down to be a coach and you think it's a situation. You think it's a scenario like that. And it's not. When you look at Ben McDaniels, you're talking about a guy who has been in the pros. They said he was with the Bears. He was with the Buccaneers. He coached with the Broncos. He's been a college receiver coach and coordinator. So you got a guy who has a very long resume. So this again is not, you would not be handing the job off to a graduate assistant. So I could see that being the answer. I just don't know. I haven't heard what Jim's thoughts are long term as far as that position is concerned. I just know that if he decided to go with Ben McDaniels, you're hiring a very experienced coach with a track record, a resume that's impressed recruits already. So is an extension imminent for Don Brown? I think so because, I mean, you know, I think this job, the last 2 years, if you're Michigan, you're sitting here. Don Brown's been successful in his 3 year stint, and each of the last 2 years, schools have made serious runs at him. Right, serious runs at him. I mean, Mississippi State came, from what I hear, you know, offering around $2 million a year for Mississippi State. Because, you know, that's what it, or close to it. Maybe not quite $2 million, but close to it. You know, somewhere, if not $2 million, close to it. And, you know, that's what it's going to take to lure Don Brown away from Michigan, if you're Mississippi State. But, and he ultimately turned him down. But then Temple is offering a head coaching gig at around $2 million, and you're running your own show, even though I know he's spoken dispassionately about, it's hard for Don Brown to speak dispassionately, right? But he speaks dispassionately about the other things that you have to do aside from coaching or besides coaching when it comes to being a head coach. So that's not something that he would want to do. But I mean, look, you would have had an opportunity in your old stomping grounds for a nice pay hike to boot. But, you know, what if a high level Power Five school comes at Don Brown offering him $1 million more a year? You don't think he would consider that? I mean, how could you not? So realizing that this will be an every year thing. I mean, that has to be the understanding. This will be every year. Schools making a run at Don Brown because he looks poachable at 1.3. He looks like we can go get him. And people aren't saying we can go get Dave Aranda. You can't go get Dave Aranda. They are saying we can go get Brent Venables. You can't go get Brent Venables. Can't do it. Not for another coordinator gig. Impossible. And there are certain Power Five jobs. Say, we can't get that guy. I mean, if you're Brent Venables, and you're making 2.2 at Clemson, do you go to Temple for 2.2? No, you don't. Right? So again, you knock a lot of that out of the box. But of course, you're showing your appreciation for his performance. I mean, he's, based on what the market says, he's shown his worth. I told you about his value in the locker room. I can't think of a single instance where anyone in his orbit, be it player or coach, has spoken negatively of Don Brown. And that's not to despair. Hey, man, look, I do this show every day. I got a website. There are people on my website that are patrons of the website that don't like me. There are people that listen to this show that don't like me. There, most people in their endeavors, you have people around you that don't like you. That's just the nature of the beast. It's who we are as people. You're always going to have some haters. I don't know of any haters of Don Brown. He's that kind of guy. So you go in the locker room, these dudes will run through a brick wall for the guy. I mean, they lay their life on the line for Don Brown. That's tough to replace. Not impossible. Not impossible. Other good defensive coordinators out here. Not suggesting that. I'm just emphasizing the value. Talking about the value. So, you know, you reward that. You reward that performance. You reward that sort of adulation in the locker room. And you also, you know, protect yourself against having to deal with, from a locker room perspective, the prospects of your, you know, a key part of your staff contingent moving on to another coordinator job and maybe even some head coaching jobs by making this move. I suspect that with a contract extension of this ilk, that Don Brown unquestionably finishes his career at Michigan. That is just, don't even call me. Don't even call me. You know, I don't think he wants the headache of doing the other things that head coaches have to do anyway. I mean, and I say that based on things he said. He don't want to do that. But if he's going to get $1 million a year more, I mean, dude, how many more years is he going to coach? You can make $1 million more a year for 5 or 6 more years down the stretch. Man, that's tough. Tough to turn down. So I think that there are or will be realizations along those lines. And it just reduces a headache for you as if you're Jim or you're Ward and you're both and you're putting your heads together on this. I think that's what it comes down to. Like, I mean, first, he's worth it. Second of all, man, I just want to be dealing with this all the time. And this is the way to do it. 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Email us at studio@wtk.com. Let's talk to Jake. Jake, what's up?
I am freaking pumped out. We are 15 freaking days till the Peach Bowl. I think they should name the Peach Bowl after Ricky the Peach Leech and stuff. And I just wanted to say, too, I think the Lions should get John Harbaugh and get rid of Stafford and start Jake Reddick. I think if they did that, they could win the Super Bowl. I'll hang up and listen. Go blue, win or lose. I'll hang up and listen. Go blue.
Well, you will find no bigger supporter of your John Harbaugh to the Lions stance. I am all over that. Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. It'd be a huge upgrade. I'm telling you, man, I just not impressed. Not impressed with Matt Patricia at all. I've seen there hasn't been a moment, of his coaching tenure. It's like, wow, man, I think this is going to be nothing I've seen makes me think this is going to work. I hope it works because I'm a fan of the Lions, as you all know. But
did you see on Sunday's game down in Arizona the side-by-side of Matt Patricia and the guy who looks just like him in the stands?
I did not
they
see
had
that.
The guy had the full beard, the backwards hat with the NFL logo on it.
And the pencil that
he
you don't
pencil,
use.
The pencil, yep, up above his ear. And he, I think.
Like, what is that? I mean, what's the pencil all about?
I don't know. I think it's just a trademark of his.
Like, dude.
Does he even use the pencil?
On what?
I don't know.
There's nothing for him to use a pencil
on. He's holding
on the field.
A laminated card.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Who knows? I think it's his thing. But also, he had a headset on, too. It looked just like him. I thought it was funny.
Hey, man, I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. John Harbaugh, you get a proven Super Bowl coach. Don't get me started on that. I know we got one more break in the show. Before we get to that break, folks, the Emden, you're looking for holiday gift ideas for the Michigan fan, Michigan student, Michigan alum in your life? No better place to go than the Emden. Or shopping for yourself. Michigan basketball gear, Michigan football, Peach Bowl gear. You're looking for Michigan hockey gear, Michigan soccer, whatever sports you want to support. Michigan swimming and diving, they got you covered over the Emden Superstore, 303 South State Street in Ann Arbor. Of course, the Victor's Collection next door. If you want to step up your maize and blue attire, get a little more casual, a little more dressy. Nike Golf, Brooks Brothers, Cutter and Buck, they got you covered with all those over there. And then if you don't want to make it down to the campus, because, you know, it can be a little hectic. Your shopping would be great. You know, you want to go to the mall and get all your shopping done over there. You don't have to leave to get your Michigan gear, your Michigan apparel and merchandise, because there's a newly expanded option inside Briarwood Mall. They also have a new Victor's Collection in there right next door to that newly expanded Emden. Inside Briarwood Mall. You cannot beat that, especially here in the holiday season. If you aren't lucky enough to be local, well, MDN.com makes the MDN local for everyone that listens to this show. The MDN and the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket. Got to get to a break. Come back on the other side. Close things out. You're on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.